Town Road Committee meetings for December 1st, 2014 will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices and stop everything in the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nisler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. Next is a copy of the minutes in the package for the last meeting we had on November 10th. If you have any corrections, please let us know. If not, it'll be on the agenda for next time. Committee reports, Public Works, first is Police Station Construction Update. Ron Perro has done a wonderful job of demolishing the building that was turned over to, they back over to the contractor today. He'll be out tomorrow doing some surveying to do the parking lot, et cetera, et cetera. So we're right on schedule with that. That went really well. We're still working on punch list items. They still don't have all the material or, not that I last before I heard, for the little bit of touch-ups they have to do on the fascia. And there's some other items in the building. I got a punch list last week, but I really truthfully hadn't studied it that closely. It's all relatively minor stuff. Police Department put together a list of items that are still need to be purchased, which is a big deal. Computers and dishes and stuff like that to outfit it. I'm going to tell you publicly, John, don't be cheap, okay? Don't be cheap, but get some good stuff, a brand new stuff. I'm serious. It's a brand new station, and don't let Debbie give you any advice on what to buy, because she's too cheap. She buys the cheapest thing there is, and sometimes it's... But it's going fine. We don't have any issues that I'm aware of. Moved in. It was moving like any other move, and it wasn't fun, but it got done. Other than that, I don't know. Do you have any concerns or Tom, anything?
Yes.
Everything's okay.
I had a question on the fire from the fire department member on the radio tower.
No.
We needed to...
Yeah, we're going to get a price and take it down. We just have to, we kind of bite it hard to do it. I mean, we thought about getting with the parish and figuring out who it belonged to and blah, 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 but we're just going to go ahead and take it down. It's just a nuisance, and it's not something Ron can just pull down, so we have to get... But he says he knows somebody who's a climber and can go up there and take it down and all that, so...
Insurance. Make sure they got insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
What are we going to do? We're going to station somebody out there watching him, and if he starts to fall, we're going to fire him, but he's halfway down. Fire! Boom! And then you don't have to worry about it. See? Well, that's the way we used to do it. The ball's bare. All right. Anything on the police? Any questions, comments? Next item is resolution number 11 for 2014. We are applying for our LGAP grant again. And we need a resolution from the council like we normally do. The request is for $35,000, and if we get it, we are immediately going to do some more manholes. Wayne and I were talking, as long as we were fighting this manhole, this leakage in the system, this is the first thing we've ever done that we really have some confidence is probably doing some good. So we'll ask you to do that. Okay, discuss Orleans Quarters West Phase 1 road strategy.
If we're going to discuss road strategy, I would request that we go into the executive session. That, of course, requires a...
Can we go through the rest of the agenda and just do that last so that we don't have to keep people here?
We have to make a motion to change the agenda.
Yeah.
You made a motion.
Change it to after the item 9.
Make a motion to go to executive session after item 7.
After item 9, yeah.
Sure.
After.
I'll move we do an executive session after item 9.
Move Senator, seconded by Mr. Nisler. Roll call. Got to be a roll call vote. Go.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Wait, you're supposed to go by the order that David gave.
Give me an order. I didn't know we were going to vote today.
Voting for plans.
Can't get good though.
I'm not Debbie, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Poor replacement. Councilmember Bujwa?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Nieslin?
Yes.
All right, we will do that one later on. Planning and zoning, the meeting minutes are, I don't think attached because there was nothing that went on. The only item, which is item A, was withdrawn at the last minute. We had already made the agenda by then, so it was withdrawn from the agenda. They'll take it up at another time, so we really don't have anything on that item at all, so.
They did change, reset the meeting date to the 17th.
Yeah.
One week before.
That's in the.
You have it down there, okay.
Top three derelict buildings, I do have something on that. This, the house on 429 Gwynn Street, the guy has been telling me for months now that he's working on it, and he doesn't appear to be working on it. So I sent him a letter last week. I don't have his phone number, I don't know how to get hold of it, so every time I need to talk to him, I send him a letter and told him to get hold of me. What I'm going to tell him is that he's either got to get something done or we're going to go to the next step, which is really just tearing the place down. I know what he's going to tell me, that he's going to do it. I'm going to just give him a deadline and we'll have to do something with that. The one on 1029 West Main, they've done a lot of work on that house to improve the exterior and I think the interior also. This is the one where we had an impasse. The lady didn't want to let us in there to do an inspection. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to call her one more time to see. I don't want to tell her that, but we'll probably just close it out because the house really doesn't look that bad. It's, you know, the inside probably is not that great, but I don't think it's really that bad either. The outside was the problems that were where the major problems were that, you know, they had some rotten boards and they're taking care of that. So I might just, I'm we'll make an attempt to look at the inside. If that attempt either fails or it's positive, then we'll probably drop this item and close it, which is a good thing. And the other one at 1146, I contacted the family members and they did not, they told me they would be getting back with me on it. They didn't get back with me on it. And so I'm going to have to try to recontact them again. I couldn't find the phone number. That's a house that's they told me they want to tear it down because it's not recoverable, and but they were they wanted the misconception that if they tore it down that they never could build anything on it ever again, and I told them they needed to come talk to us and we'll see what we can do about that. But anyway, they just haven't contacted me, so I'm gonna make another attempt to contact again. So that's the status of those three. As an aside, we have all but one of the junk cars that I had shown y'all 2-3 months ago. All of them will have been removed by the end of the day today, except one. And I'm going to go ahead. I told them last week that if it wasn't removed by today, we'd go ahead and jerk it. So we're probably going to jerk it sometimes this week. But I didn't expect them to respond anyway. And that's besides the lady who called me. Captain Kangaroo's, just Mrs. Captain Kangaroo, I've given her more time, so she's probably going to take care of it. So we're doing good with that, too. There's a car that I saw this past weekend. I'm going to have to call them to do something about it because it's in bed. It's on a block. It's all covered with a tarp. It's not even a wreck. Truthfully, I was so far away, I couldn't really be sure, but it's newly emerged. And that's all I have. Anything? Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, Finance Committee reviewed November bills. Y'all have any questions or comments? Or liquor licenses. This is pretty much a rubber stamp from last year, from what I can tell. Something new there, right? Mm-hmm. Personnel Committee, discuss employee personnel manual rewrite. I think I talked to you all about this last time, and I want to thank Mr. Bourgeois and Mr. Niesler very much, because they went page by page through the thing, each of them, and then got together and jointly, we incorporated their comments, and that the, Patricia gave it to me this afternoon, but I didn't take the time to read over, all of the read over for the corrections that were made. It is ready to go. As soon as I give Patricia an okay tomorrow, and she's gonna send it to y'all electronically, I don't believe y'all want a hard copy just yet, because it's pretty long.
60 pages.
60 pages, and you know, y'all can review it and take a look if you wish, but I think it's a good piece of work, and especially now that we've gotten a lot of people to review it. Jonathan told me today he's halfway through, and if he has any comments, of course we'll do what we gotta do to fix that. But it's ready to vote on next week, so I'm gonna put it on the agenda, and if anything comes up between now and then, certainly it's not too late to change it. Now, Chief, after that's done, every employee in the town's gonna have to read it and sign that they read it. So we'll give them out to everybody. Well, I guess we'll do it some kind of way here with a paycheck or something. All right, we'll figure that out. Any comments on that discussion? The holiday schedule, this is the proposed schedule, nothing outstanding about this.
They have on the Thursday off, for January 1st, and come back to work on Friday. Whoever's got work, they have 2 days off. Not that Friday.
That's right. That'll be on the agenda also. Recreation, I don't have anything. Police, Chief, you have anything you want to talk about your GPS now?
Yeah. All right. I was trying to get the council's blessing of mayor entering into a contract with Cadian Monitoring for the GPS tracking service. It'd be $29 per unit, 2 years. If go ahead and get the 2-year contract, it'll save us. If we to buy these up front, it'd be about $1,600 just to buy each unit, and it'd still be the same monitoring fee per vehicle. But by leasing and going through the contract, they own equipment. Anything breaks with any of them, they replace them for 2 years. So that's the best way we go with that.
So wait a minute. We're buying units?
They lease them to you, but it just. They own them, and it for $25 per vehicle, be 8 units.
We bought some.
We have
them. We're just activating these.
No. Yeah, well, they you got to buy new ones now. It said those are outdated. No. We can't use them.
So the ones we bought, we can't use.
Throw them in the garbage. They can't reactivate them. They're on a different system now.
Okay. Well, that brings a question I always ask. Is there any kind of like software? This software, don't talk to that software.
It's all
wireless. Like, they do all that.
Yeah, it's wireless, browser-based web service.
Okay.
We don't know
it. Calls.
So we bought something a few years ago, and it ended up costing us an arm and a leg to get to talk to our software and all that. Yeah. And I don't understand it. So all I know is it costs us $10,000 to do it. And I ask the same question every time we buy some of this stuff. So this is really it. The GPS units will be their units that they lease.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if they upgrade, that means they'll just upgrade them.
Yes,
without charging. Will we get a bigger charge, or
that's what I'm saying?
Okay. Kind of like our telemetry. We pay a monthly charge, and they take care of all the updates. And
yes,
everything.
Sir.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to do it.
All right.
So this is lease cost, right?
Yes, sir.
What about
this 2-year contract?
Monitoring. Are they going to charge to monitor?
$29 a month per unit. We need 8 units for the vehicles we have.
So it's basically $30 a month to monitor,
yes, sir.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. And we bought them up front, it'd still be $30 a piece. Yeah. And I'd say
we just own the GPS units.
That's all.
We would be renting the service.
If one year, yeah.
For the same price a month, they would maintain the unit,
yeah.
And we get the service.
So it's $240 a month, they monitor all of them.
Yes, sir.
We get the whole thing for $240. That's it. They furnish a unit, put them in.
This has a 2-year contract with them.
They have to sign a 2-year contract.
Yes.
Kind of like a cell phone.
Yeah. They make it where that's the best way, because if we bought, say we bought eight of them outright, it'd be like $1,600, $1,700, and one broke 2 months from now, here's another 400, this one broke.
Right.
So, it's not worth doing that. Just like with a phone, you go buy a new phone and put it on a plan, it's yours, you know?
Yes.
And these are gonna be used, one's gonna be in each?
One each unit.
In each unit. And just you'll be able to, at home, pull it up?
Yep.
You'll be able to see where your unit's at, what it's doing, everything?
24 hours, you can monitor.
You're gonna use it?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a, you know, one.
Lot of good ideas if you don't use it.
Yeah. It saves a lot of trouble.
Well, that'll be on the agenda to authorize, me to enter into a contract. Tom, I guess you wanna read it, don't you? You can have mine. You got one?
I appreciate you.
It's a budget, Joe.
Well, the budget, as a, usually what we just do is by authorizing me to sign the contract, the money comes out of his budget, and then when we do a budget adjustment with the several items, we'll just read one of the items, rather than waiting a month to advertise, another month of a budget adjustment for $1,677. So, all right, anything else?
That's it.
Governmental affairs, anything?
I can report on Veterans Day.
Go ahead, you can take my, one of my mayor's report, and that's all right. I'm suffering through it.
We did have our program on Veterans Day, and I want to thank all the people that participated. Ms. Purnell, Claudette Purnell always helps us out by leading, singing. And we had Mr. Cliff Kershaw, who's an Air Force veteran, speak this year. And our essay winners on the Veterans Essay Contest were really high students. Bryce Harris won first place, Maya Jackson second, and Destiny Green third. And these were in Ms. Kara Phelps' class. And also wanna thank Debbie Berthelot, Patricia Tippodoe, Jamie Loop, and Carlissa Askins for all the work they did, because they got the food and the building, everything ready, and the maintenance guys set up things. Thank you, Mayor, for letting me do it.
All right, other matters, I don't know any. Mayor's report, John DeVilliers started today, seems to be all gung-ho, ready to go. Mentioned earlier, we moved into the new station, which is a big deal. And Ms. Bourgeois, forgot to mention the landmark ceremony.
Yeah, we had that.
Handed out.
Five plaques, and a special certificate.
And Bulldog, you can talk to Bulldog, he said he wants a plaque for, he did not realize that you could apply, but he wants a plaque for that little house.
The little house, yeah. I'll send him one.
Long time ago.
I'll go up to his building, I mean, his place, bring him one.
All right, remarks of personal privilege, anyone? Roy, you don't have anything for him?
I recommend that the council invite Roy to join us in our.
Oh, okay. Do that, she come, Roy? We'll only be in there 2-3 hours.
He didn't give me a date. I'm replacing.
After item number nine.
Oh. Y'all want me to stay for nine?
Yeah.
Yeah, come with us.
Gonna cut your hourly rate, though.
And I know, Lord, do you know how much it gonna cost?
Wait, he just authorized the bill, because he wanted to, that's my opinion.
Gets approved on that. Okay, announcement, reflections of the seasons, open December 6th to the 24th at Tourist and Conference Center. Arbor Day ceremony is December 11th at 2 o'clock.
Look at where, at the elementary, at the ballpark?
That's just bad weather, they won't be here.
Planning and zoning meetings been moved to December 17th at 6:30. Town hall will be closed on the 24th and 25th of December for Christmas. And town hall will be closed January 1st for New Year's Day. With that, we will go into executive session.